today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we are so happy to be with you. Today, we're going to speak about the message of Qadir. What date is today? Sunday, 13th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And as usual, dear brothers and sisters, we'll listen to one chapter of the Holy Quran and then the important points of that special ayah from that chapter. For today, we choose chapter 2nd, verse 124.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, And of my descendants? Allah said, My covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The rank of imamate is higher than the rank of prophethood, because prophethood and messengership is only a matter of receiving some commandments from Allah and preaching them as glad tidings and warnings. All of these are true in the case of imamate, in addition to practicing the divine ordinances and training the souls of individuals outwardly and inwardly. It is clear, of course, that many of the prophets had the rank of imamate too.
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana minal mutamassikin biwilayati 'Ali ibn Abi Talib biwilayati 'Ali ibn Abi Talib وَالْأَئِمَّةِ الْمَعْصُومِينَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَامُ.
Today we are with the message of Qadir, Islam at stake. Prime question is, what about us? Because the message of Islam is dependent on the fact that Imam Ali is the Prophet's successor, then if we happen to take all of Islam without giving allegiance to Imam Ali, then our religion is incomplete and even broken. In other words, the religion would be anything but Islam. Affirming this point, the Prophet said, if a person worships Allah between Rukn and Maqam in Mecca, that are two places, 1,000 years, and returns to Allah without the allegiance to us, Ahlul Bayt, Allah will throw him headfirst in hellfire. Qadir Hum was the day that defined Islam The idea of a successor is fundamental, and Allah made sure that at Qadir, the divine choice is revealed once and for all. It is only through the Quran, Imam Ali, and the infallible Imams from his lineage that we can continue to follow the path of Allah after the Prophet.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about the message of Ghadir Khum. Orders were given to all the persons to halt. People who had gone forward ceased to move further, and those who were left behind joined them. It was the noontime, and the weather was very hot. The people covered their heads with a part of their cloaks and placed the other part under their feet. A shade was arranged for the Prophet by means of a cloak which was thrown on a tree. He offered the noon prayers in congregation. Thereafter, while the people were encircling him, he took his place on a platform which had been prepared with the saddles of the camels and delivered the famous sermon in a loud voice, the sermon of Ghadir Khum. So what was the sermon of the Holy Prophet stated at Ghadir Khum? This is what we are going to now talk about. The Holy Prophet starts with the glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All glory especially for Allah. We seek His help and have faith in Him and rely on Him. We seek refuge in Him from our evil doing and indecent deeds. He is the Lord besides whom there is no guide. There will be none to mislead one whom He guides. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. Yes, O people, I may soon accept the divine invitation and may depart from amongst you. I am responsible and you too are responsible. What is your opinion about me? At this stage, those present said loudly, "We testify that you have carried out your mission and made efforts in this behalf. May Allah reward you for this." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Do testify that the Lord of the world is one and Muhammad is His servant and His messenger, and that there is no doubt about life in the other world." All of them said, it is correct, and we testify that."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Today's special focuses on acts of Imam Ali that prove politics and ethics can be combined. One of its branch is even with the enemies. Ali would speak with logic. One of the characteristics of the political behavior of Imam Ali was that he spoke with reason to his enemies and opponents. He even used to reason with Muawiyah, although the enmity between them was fierce. Muawiyah used to write letters to the commander of the faithful in which he would insult him and write things that were not true. After Talha and Zubair pledged allegiance to Imam, they left Medina with the excuse that they intended to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. Imam Ali alayhi salam was vigilant. From the beginning, he used to say that they do not intend to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. They left and hatched certain plots. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Both of you frown over small matters and leave aside big ones." Despite these things, Imam Ali spoke in a humble manner to them. He explained that he was not about creating enemies for himself, so he showed tolerance. today's special on Qadir, Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, it is the issue of leadership of the Islamic community. It is the issue of government and imamate. Of course, it was possible that Muslims would not obey this edict, and actually they did not do so. For several centuries, the Bani Umayyad, the Bani Abbas, and other such groups lived like kings and ruled over the people in the name of caliphate. However, this does not harm the philosophy of Qadir. The event of Qadir is the event of determining a rule and a regulation. In the last month of his life, the Holy Prophet issued a regulation. The regulation of imamate, the regulation of wilaya, since long before the Holy Prophet, human societies had government. Humanity has experienced all sorts of governments, but Islam does not believe in such system, in such kinds of power and in such governments. It believes in imamate. This is the regulation of Islam, and Qadir announced this regulation.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Truly the most honorable amongst you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most righteous, is the one with the greatest level of piety. In these very holy and blessed days, we are celebrating the very great celebration of Eid al-Ghadir, that day in which the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, selected and appointed his successor by the very orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When in front of more than 100,000 people, after he was returning from his farewell pilgrimage, his last pilgrimage to the city of Mecca, he appointed Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam as his successor and as the one who would represent him after him. However, it is very important to come to know the one whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, appointed. It is incumbent upon us to know our Prophet, to be aware of his attributes, of his characteristics, of his moral character, so that we learn from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Similarly, it is also very important to come to know who is that person that the Prophet, peace be upon him, appointed for us. What are his qualities, his attributes, his traits? So that we also try to apply his attributes and traits to our own lives. So that we achieve success not only in this life, but also in the hereafter.
I think we choose one of the interesting topics in Islamic world, and that is about Qadir. So let's continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, Allah bless all of you and fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.